3-month sellout tour of East Orange, New Jersey. The bottom line is kind of proud to present President Ford's unofficial bicentennial band, the semi-legendary, now Columbia recording artist, Flo Minetti and the Turtles.
Going to abuse your eardrums. I'm going to.
applaud that shit, man. Fucking glitter garbage, what's wrong with you guys? You think this is the end of a fucking Deep Purple concert or something? We do this to test you out, man. See if you... We're just California guys, man. We don't know from it. We come out here to the east of... Yeah. You know, we don't need that shit because we got our own shit, folks.
Let's lay some shit.
Here's the deal. We're going to play here until, you know, a long time. So you may as well get drinks and just get wasted.
Oh, we sound so much better than this.
You stay a little drunk, man. We sound great. Deep into the memory book and bring forth one of our favorite tunes. And
no, it's not.
You speak for yourself. Okay, yeah. You folks may have sung this one to you.
Oh, my.
We're here to please. to pee. Or I'll scream my fear, see. It's all up to you, a Negro, a Jew, for you to screw. Chill, Bonnie, little Lou.
Yeah.
It was warm and wonderful in a fireplace and knock it off there. And then it got warped, man. Now everybody thinks they're the Swedes. Everybody puts out Mark Poland.
Yeah.
But you kids don't seem to mind. We're giving up the impossible. hands. Look up here and you see glamorous, glittery looking, svelte, sexy pop stars. I know that, and I know that you just think that all of this is glamour, that it's just Hollywood and superficial and wonderful, that there's a limousine waiting. Well, that's the idea, see? There's a lot of shit out here. Real shit. And so, upon reflection, I would like to introduce to you the man most qualified to speak about shit on this stage. The king of shit. In fact, the fluorescent shit. They all go on to the sound of the song you've been singing for so many years. Oh, the songs, they are your life, dreaming of a wife, she's so far away. And the lights, they all go down, just another town, flying to another place to do it all again. An interview for sure, no sound check if we feel secure, a shower, food, and smoke a while, an autograph for the man with the money, an autograph will make his daughter smile, and the lights, they all go down, and we're doing all we know, somewhere in the show, and we hope the people know our love. And the crowd, they yell encore. You say just one more, but you'd have crumbled if they had not asked you back again. You'd be so empty, and the lights, they all go down. Just another town, flying to another place to do it all again. A sound check would be good, just the sound of the rain. Be sure to shower.
We don't know if they'll make it.
We don't know if we'll make it.
But they're great, and I hope that they,
There's a lot of McGuinn vibes floating around.
We'll do this for those guys in special, because this song's their favorite, so here we go.
When the music's over,
come on.
inside. Jimbo. Father. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I have called an unholy number, Father. It was not listed in the yellow pages. And I have called an unholy number, Father. But it's the only place in Manhattan where you can get a hamburger and a hand job at the same location. Amen.
Jack in the pants!
Okay, I'm gonna give you the number now because you're such cool kids.
Grueling, grueling for nine out of the war!
Call it direct! Call it collect!
But call it today!
No, my friends, I'm not kidding. No, I've never been kidding. The devil in Mystical. You three look like the bell up there. You know, in the 70s, I was really into the clothing business. I invented something I called the double-edged suit. It was pretty cool. But there's really no money in it, man. I fast found myself on welfare, unemployment, and food stamps.
Working for Casablanca Records.
Same thing. And I decided I was going to become a great inventor. And I did invent something great. And every one of you Manhattan Islanders, well, especially the Long Island people, you're really going to have to go out and get this item, yeah. Right up your alley. Nausea Coliseum, what is that place? So this is for you. And it's called the Flowin' Eddie Rock and Roll Star Dildo. I see there are already some dildo owners in the audience. Then I can hurry up with the description of it. What it really is, you know, they're long plastic things that come in drugstores, you know, and it says on the box, relieves muscle tension. Yeah, muscle tension. So it's a dildo is what it is. We thought we would take it a step further than that, you know, so we invented the Rock and Roll Star Dildo. And it starts out regular, like a regular dildo. You unscrew the bottom and you shove up the two D batteries. So it wiggles around like Japanese love balls. Oh, we guarantee you come all day. You come all day. But the top is interchangeable, see? You can sort of screw them on and then screw them off. And they come in all sizes and shapes and colors, suited to the rock and roll star of your choice. I mean, think about it.
We got them in all sizes, and we got them in all shapes, and we got them in all colors. There's one for each and every one of you. From the little, tiny, shriveled up, white, puny, emaciated John Denver dildo. How do you know, man? They don't call me Rocky Mountain Piles for nothing. Also, for the other side of the fence, we got the large, dark, transparent Jimi Hendrix dildo.
That's leaving dogs live. Let's say, well, let's pick a hypothetical situation. Let's really put this to work and see if this theory is feasible.
Good idea. Good idea. Good idea. Okay, so you walk into your local Rexall store or something, and you say, you know, the Flown Eddie Rock and Roll dildo, give me the Mick Jagger dildo. Always say, can't go wrong. Perennial favorite. Medium Caucasian, it's called. You open up the box. Norman Seed picture on the front. Is that any liquids? Inside, there's this giant glossy picture of Mick Jagger.
Oh my God.
And you know, you can tape it up above your bed or put it on your mirror or over your commode or whatever gets you up. And shove up the two D batteries, see? And you screw on the Mick Jagger top, medium Caucasian. However, and here is the hook, as we say in the music biz. In the top of every pop star dildo, there is a small slot with magnetic recording and taping heads inside. And in the slot goes the cassettes. You get it? Open up the box! You take out the dildo, you unscrew the bottom, you shove up the 2D batteries, you clip on the Mick Jagger top, you slip in the cassette, and this thing's jumping jack flash between your legs, ladies and gentlemen! It's fucking incredible! Almost as good as the 9-foot cop.
there, really. It's just an excuse. It's a reason to get out of your fucking houses, man. So you don't have to watch Johnny Carson or nothing. Don't you get it? Don't you see? It's a reason somebody comes up to you on the street and they go, "Are you kidding me?" And you say, "No, man. I really mean it. Positive thinking and shit." I know people always ask me, Baby Quint, this amazing
is going to join the Sanzini Brothers in the horrible jump through
the Jaws of Fire.
Horns! so fucking funny, man. This is what they call your African percussion. You guys go to Felt Forum, pay bucks to see War do this shit. Earth, Wind and Fire, Richard Pryor, Santana, Mongo, Helen Reddy.
Death to our naked boy trash, kick his ass, smoke his hash, all his woman, all his son.
Our favorite.
A-frame pictures of all of our...
Well, give me an example, man.
Well, we ripped out all our pictures of David Essex for you.
No good, huh? No way. Ain't good enough, no.
Well, I got one for you. How about Roger Daltrey? Huh? Would you?
You mean Roger Daltrey, the curly-headed, blonde, blue-eyed Adonis of the 70s? Roger Daltrey? You mean the guy who co-starred in Anne Margaret's Greatest Movie? He should have played Tommy's father in the movie. Tommy's mother in the movie. You guys see the movie? See the movie! You didn't see the movie.
Touch me!
Doesn't really matter if you didn't see the movie.
Feel me!
I knew you spent the money tonight, you could have spent to see the movie.
See me! We're gonna bring Tommy right here to the fucking bottom line right now!
Big. Hustle here, not hustle there.
You know, guys, New York City is a place where to say, hey, guys, hey, take a walk around. Hey, veterans, hey, we're walking the wild side. Yeah. That's serious, so mean.
Thank you.
We'd especially like to thank Lou Reed for coming tonight. And we'd like to thank, the other night, Kiss joined us on stage and the Hudson Brothers did it. And we had the burritos up here. And God, it's been a fucking great stay the last 3 days. I love playing in New York for all of you. And I hope we get back here real soon. Yeah, that'd be great. We had a request to do this one last tune. It's one of the Overlooked Turtle songs that...
This one's for Murph and Kip.
Yeah, Murph
Without
and Kip.
Without whom, we probably would not be on our feet tonight.
We'd like to thank the management of the Bottom Line, especially for only charging us half on drinks. And
we'd like we got through $1 million anyway.
I'd like to... I know how about tune with Columbia Records, especially for giving us the chance to make another record. And
man, this is the fucking Jolson story.
Okay, one more time,
we'll get out of here.
We'll see you at the Radio City Music Hall on October 24th with the Jefferson Starship. So come on out and see it. We'll see you real soon. Goodbye, everyone.